Okay, first of all, welcome, Mr. Van. Sorry for the constantly changing of times. Obviously, the Inyane Diaima, we're talking about the situation. I can't say Kaddish, so I didn't, that's why I did make it for today. The Van, I thought he's some kind of schus, my mother. So I wanted to mention one thing which ties, I think, with the Inyane Diaima too. I probably mentioned it many times before, but if you heard it, I'm sorry. My mother got cancer. Her late father just retired, so to speak, moved to Eretz Yisrael, sold their house in America. And as soon as they got to Eretz Yisrael, she was diagnosed with cancer, had to go back to America for treatment, didn't know where to stay. But it was a very difficult time. And she had cancer for around 7 years. Each year it got worse and worse. And eventually she was nifter in her early 60s. At the Levaya for my mother was in the yeshiva in Chavetz Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe then Eretz Yisrael. And my father spoke. His father was very close. And he said something which totally shocked me. He said that this last year was the happiest year of their lives. And that was very shocking because I was involved with them that year, you know, obviously. And I knew that my mother was having tremendous health problems. The cancer was getting worse and worse to the point that the last year she was basically sick all day, except for some strange reason, there was like an hour in the afternoon that she felt okay. Otherwise, she's nauseous, sick, whatever. So I found all lives, they were always, in a sense, putting off. When we, next year, when things get better, when we retire, when you're healthy, we're going to go ahead and try make sure to enjoy life or to do what we want, feel we should do. But the last year of their life, they basically knew that there was no hope. And my mother, you know, there was no hope to the cancer. At a certain point, doctors basically gave up. And so they made a conscious effort to grab the present. And Mimele, by grabbing the present, it was the best years of their the year of their life. Anyway, I thought that was a very major mussar to hear, that you can be in the worst situation, but you can obviously make the best of it. But also the idea is that we have to live in the present. We sometimes we squander. We have such great opportunities in the present, but we squander because now is not a good time. Right? We say now not a good time. I'm gonna do it later. I'll learn later. Now I have two yeshiva. Whatever it is, so we put off our goals for later. We put off for later, we end up never getting there. Always later, when I retire, when this gets over, this gets over. And no matter what the situation, we have the ability to make the present work. Anyway, am I here? Am I doing to myself or someone's here?
No, we're here.
We hear
it. It's just that when someone else talks, the screen changes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Oh.
I'm here too, Rebbe.
Oh. Okay. Very good. Okay. I've emotionally got a great background. I don't know where you are.
It's Volozhin,
okay. Gevaldik.
Yeah. Okay. There's such thing as shutting down yeshiva.
Okay, anyway, so let me just get back to this concept. I'll tell my Risha, Efne, Ashne, Shemel, Altifne, which apparently means it's the Havamina of the Mishnah. It means that it's a real possibility. People normally think, Kisha, Efne, Ashne. That's human nature. Human nature is people think that I'll do it later. Right now I can't. I have too many distractions. I'll do it better when I had more opportunity later. And that doesn't work because Shema Valtifna, which that means that things, I don't think never get better, but people with that attitude that I'll do it when it gets better, it never gets better. Because there's always something which is, is distraction. I remember Avrahami told me that there was a certain wealthy person who had an einfau, who was going to make a kolo and pay a very, very high salary. And he said, it'll be just for the 10 next Gedolei Yisrael. And this way, they'll make Gedolim because they'll have no distractions. And they'll be able to learn because they'll pay him a very high a high enough salary that they'll have no distractions. And they said, the Chazon Ish told them, if you're doing it as a mitzvah to support Torah, fine. But if you're doing it because you think this way you're going to make more Gedolim than otherwise, you're making a mistake. As a person who's going to be a Gadol will become a Gadol no matter how difficult financial situation he has. And a person, if the finances will bother him, will not become a Gadol with the best finances. There's always distractions. Okay, anyway, so that's the N.A. Stamen Hill introduction from my mother's yard site. That we have to learn a little his iris, that we have to grab the present. Not to say, we'll do, okay, next week, next year, things get better. We got to deal with the present. Okay, I wanted to talk about the present situation. So a few things. First of all, I heard from Rav Zuckerman, a very nice attitude. Rav Zuckerman said, we were discussing Rav Zuckerman, people get depressed because let's say they have to leave yeshiva for parnasa reasons. Say a guy's in kolo, he's not making ends meet, he has to go leave yeshiva and get a job. So it's very depressing, it gets depressed. I spent 15 years in yeshiva and now I have to go work. So he said, he quoted Rav Daniel. Rav Daniel was a mashkiach of Kelm. He was his rabbi for a while. He learned in Kelm, Rav Zuckerman. Rav Daniel was the last mashkiach before the Nazis. I think he was killed by the Nazis. So the Rav Daniel said that a person has to go with the attitude that things never change. Life is remains the same. A person has one job, and that is to do the Ratz and Hashem. The fact that the situation changes, I have to leave yeshiva, go to work, that doesn't mean that anything changed. Your job is like you're hired by a boss, and one day he tells you to do this, one day he tells you to do that, but you have the same job. The job is to do whatever the boss tells you to do. It's not that your whole situation changed. Nothing changes. Life remains constant. If anything, the fact that the boss gives you a different job and you see that you do it, is a test whether it's mitzvah sanashim ramada. If you can only do the job, the job that you're used to, it means you're not doing it because Shem said so. It's just because you got in a habit. You're in the habit of waking up. You're in the habit of learning. But if you're able to adjust, Hashem gives me a different job, I'll do that job. Whatever Hashem tells me to do, I do. That's a siman that it's not mitzvah sanashim ramada. But what Zuckerman said is, it's not that, oh yeah, now I have a new situation. Life changed. He said, there's no life changing. Life never changes. The person's situation remains the same his whole life. Okay. Anyway, what are we supposed to be doing now with this? So I wrote down 7 different things. Hopefully won't take so long. Then it can be done. Obviously, the first thing is to learn, because we believe Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Now, it's hard to learn, because we're not in yeshiva. We don't have the Ruach yeshiva. We don't have chavrusas. We don't have necessary sets of darim. So it's very hard. So there's 2 etzes. The first etzah is you got to get yourself extra motivated. You got to get yourself pumped. So, everybody figure it out their own way. I would just mention 2 things. One is, it's a known thing that in Volozhin, They had a power seven. They made a chaburas that even at night there were people learning. There should never be somebody in the base medish empty from people learning. And they held because since the world is kayim on Torah, and if no brasi, if not the Torah, then the chukas shemayim v'aretz would not be there. If without the Torah, the world would not exist. So, and it's obviously, it's not just if you have to have one person keep the Torah. So the more people, the better the world exists. So therefore, they were makbid in Velazhin. They felt in Achrayas to have as many people, you know, to have at least a group of people learning all the time. So they had a chabura, and you know, every all day, 24 hours, seven, every day of the year. Probably not Yom Tisha B'Av, I guess, your potter. But there was always someone learning in Velazhin. Brought down in the Svarim, the guy in the Sechtas, that's a contemporary, brings it in his husband, and Rav Chaim Velazhin. The Taretz Mima brings it down in the Kor Baruch. That was the Velazhin. So we have to hear there's obviously less Torah in the world. So if there's less Torah in the world, that means that our Torah has more effect. It's more holding up the world. You know, I saw Jacob has a sefer in the Beis Medrash. I forgot what it's called, from his one of his great descendants. What's it called, Jacob? Is there? Clay Chemda. So I was flipping the pages. So he said, there's always a kasha, why is it Russia, the Tovlo? How come a Russia gets Tov? So he said, one possible answer is because maybe the Russia did one mitzvah. Okay, for one mitzvah, they should get so much Tov. So he says, it could be he did that mitzvah at a very important time. Since two people can do that makes a difference. But it also depends when you do the mitzvah, because if the world needs them more, right, that's the Gemara in Kedushin. He's supposed to look at the world that it's chatzi zakai v'chatzi chayiv, but even it doesn't have to be exactly different extent. So there are different times that the world needs that mitzvah more than others. So he says it could be the Russia did his mitzvah at a time that the world needed it, and therefore he gets tremendous scar for that one mitzvah. So it's mistavra that in today's situation, where in the entire world, I don't know if there has ever come out like this. You know, Israel, America, Europe, all over the world, yeshivas are closed. So there's obviously much less Torah in the world. So any Torah that we learn has a much more powerful hashpah and key in the world. It's much more important. So there's much more scar. It's much more important. Okay, that's one motivation. A second motivation, I said this many times too, that I remember there was a Revda, a very big gadol. He was Niftarei, a tzah, was the Talmud of Rav Chatzko. He spoke in the yeshiva once, but I remember I heard him say that, I think I heard this when he was in Eretz Yisrael, that there was a person, a chosha living in Yerushalayim. He comes to Achermed, he goes up to Shemayim, and they tell him, you get scar for saving some lady's life in Los Angeles. She had trouble in childbirth, and you saved her life. He tells the Malach, you know, it's not possible. I don't know anything about medicine. I couldn't have saved your life. I was never in Los Angeles. I never left Eretz Yisrael. A mistake. So they said, because you were learning when her life was in Sakana, and the schutz of your learning saved her life. So you get credit for saving your life. So obviously, if today there are more people with Sakana than previous times, not saying, you know, but there are definitely people who are more with Sakana. So also our learning is more important. And therefore there's a greater opportunity also for schus. We can, who knows whose lives we're saving by going out and learning. Okay, so that's what we have to do, is we have to motivate ourselves. A second thing we have to do is we have to use some kind of tricks to make it easier to learn. You know, the reason why it's easier to learn in yeshiva is because there's a set schedule. It's easier to learn in yeshiva because you have a chavrusa. Easier to learn in daf yomi also because there's a set schedule and there's a hechruch. So we have to, as much as we can, put those things in place. We have to try and make a schedule. what you're going to do during the day with a time, not just when I'm in the mood. If you can keep chavrusas, that's better. You should definitely decide what you're going to learn, not that you wake up and you, what shall I learn today? It could be for some people that they can't, that it's hard and hard learning regular bikiyas. They should take a project. I'm going to, you know, I always wanted to learn Navi. Now I have a Haticha Rui Vizchabe. I never learned Shmuel. I never learned Chumash. Now I have a whole month. I'm going to finish all Navi. You can definitely learn all Navi and Rishayim in a month. Yeshua is through Malachim. And basically, for people who never learned Navi, it's a good opportunity. A person can make himself a goal. You know, whatever each person, if he is Madrega, what he's capable of. You know, you want to finish the Masechta, do that. You do a Shmira, a few Parakim, so you can finish the Masechta. But having a set goal, what you're going to do and when you're going to do it, makes it much, much easier. Okay, so that's the first thing. First thing is learning. Okay. Second thing to do is, we said this too, we usually say this by Ben Asmanim, but I guess it's Nogaya, is that we're in a new situation. Most of you are home, and you have new nisyanis and new opportunities. So you have to make a cheshbon and nefesh, both one nisyanis to avoid, whether it's, you know, streets, internet, whatever, and what opportunities. You know, sometimes you can do tremendous arbat zayra. There's a person, maybe you have to stand 6 feet away. But you stand your distance, you can be mekarev someone. It's amazing. You get a chusas whole life. You can go mekarev your brothers, your parents. It's definitely an opportunity of having a good relationship with your parents, making a kiddush Hashem, showing them what a yeshiva bachur is like. You know, there are many new opportunities, and also new nisyanis, both. So a person needs to make a cheshbon, you know, when you're put in a new situation, to figure out what the new opportunities are and what the new nisyanis, which opportunities I can chap, and which opportunities I have to watch out for. That's a necessity. Okay, everyone is saying that in a time like this, it lends itself to davening. That's the call of the hour, to daven. And it should be easier to daven because you feel a tzarech. L'maisa, just from a halachic point of view, just to give a little bikias, there's a machlekes Rambam and Ramban, whether it's fidus deraisa drabanan. Every day, the Rambam says it's deraisa, the Ramban says it's drabanan. Most places can pass in like the Ramban that it's Rabbanan. But they say that even the Ramban who says it's Rabbanan agree that there's a special mitzvah deraisa to Mishpado in an Eisara, which I assume that we're now in an Eisara. So that means that according to Ramban, there's a special mitzvah. And my impression, I saw this in Sfarim, is that once it's an Eisara, it's a different gather at Fida. It means that it's not the same. In other words, even if you're not Yotze Shmona Esrei, you can still be Yotze the Mitzvah Deraisa. It says that the Brisk Rav used to say the Shuasa Kibisei Hashem. He said he was Yotze with that, the Mitzvah of Davening Be'eitz Sarah. So that there's a special Mitzvah, Yadavin Be'eitz Sarah. It's a special Mitzvah Deraisa, which we don't always have. So we have to like take advantage. And now it's an Eitzara. We have to use that to motivate us and to misfado. Okay, that's obviously the call of the hour. Different mitzvahs, diving, okay, is there's a mitzvah of taking care of your health. This is something which, for whatever reason, people are not sufficiently careful about. The Bali Musar, everyone knows the famous story that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when there was a cholera epidemic, he went ahead and he made the people eat on Yom Kippur. He went from every shul. He made people that were not sick, the healthy people, he made them stop in the middle of davening and eat on Yom Kippur. to me because he felt that if there's an epidemic, you have to be strong. That's a mitzvah. That was Deiche, he paskin, that's Deiche Yom Kippur. I assume that they have this half a fast, they felt that that's not a, such a big deal. But a full fast on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael felt is, you know, is a risking people's lives. And he went to shul, basically forcing everyone, the whole city of Vilna, to eat on Yom Kippur, even though they were completely healthy. And they bring down in the Sfarim too that the doctors say that the person that kept their instructions the best patient they ever had was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Because so there's we definitely hold that Shamartim is not Shaseichem is a major mitzvah. It's not something to be laughed at. You know, what's the difference? You know, and that, you know, we hold a major mitzvah, and it's something I think I assume that people, you know, guys should go asleep a little earlier than usual. Make sure they're, you know, gotta keep your a little extra strength. Most guys don't get enough sleep. So if there's a sickness going around, you gotta get a little extra sleep. Gotta take care of your health. Obviously, whatever precautions that the, you know, the health people are saying. And not to be a wise guy and not to say, well, I don't have to worry. You know, there's certain people that are, there are definitely people that are wise guys, you know, all the time. I've seen met many of them. I don't want to mention anything but particular. I just got to, you know, someone spoke about something. I think he wanted to do something. I felt he was wrong. But the there's, you know, there are people that are, you know, not taking it seriously. And we definitely hold that that's the shame shamayim, that's the mitzvah of shemartim et nafshecham shaseichem. A person is obligated to take this inyan seriously. You have to take care of one's health. Okay, another thing, just trying to extra mitzvahs that we don't usually have. I just happened to pick up this sefer. It's called Das Kedoshim. I bought it when I was in New York the last time. So he brings here that there's a, when there's an, also an Etz Zara, there's a special mitzvah deraisa of Siddiq Adin. Because it's a pasuk be adopted of Elcha Kesher Yasser Ish Espino Kein Hashem Elokecha Miatzrecha. Which definitely means, in a broader sense, that when something like this happens, there's a chiyuv to see the Yad Hashem. Attitude, that's it's love, it's nature. Life is nature. And I was speaking today to someone who was, okay, it was a not religious person, you know, someone in the thousand in finances. And his attitude is, don't worry, we'll get better. We'll come up with a vaccine soon. You know, it's just, you know, no shaita. There was a certain, you know, we don't have, you know, life, you know, to be able to dare that this is Yad Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 1 second turned the whole world upside down. And, you know, the whole world in every country is turned upside down. And it's also with a chesed because, you know, this virus, most people don't get so sick from. Could have been much worse. Hashem could have made a virus that people, you know, there are other viruses out there that there isn't such a great recovery rate. But so it's like a little bit of a warning, and it's a gilui of the Kayach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person has to take Musar. You have to take Musar a little bit on Nova. You know, we think we make all these plans with people having weddings. Yeshiva was supposed to roll out to Rabos Machshavos Belavish, Tzatz Hashem Yisakum. We can't plan anything. It's not, we're not, we don't have control. We have to take the, you know, that's all, I think, part of that mitzvah deraisa that he quotes here. He quotes it from the Smack. It's a Rishon Sefer mitzvah, I caught it. That there's a mitzvah when there's a Eisara, you're mechuyev to see the Yad Hashem in the Eisara. It's a mechuyev to say Tzedek Adin, to recognize that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a warning, a hisiris, a wake-up call. We have to take the wake-up call. One's mechuyev also to see the chesed in the wake-up call. That's what I said. And anyways, this virus is really not so bad. For most people that catch it, 90%, whatever the odds are, even the people that do get the virus, they come out basically okay. But you have to see the chesed also. And to hear that basically, you know, whatever we do, we're beyond Hashem. You know, that's, I think, so we have to use this opportunity as an opportunity to get ourselves inspired, opportunity to go ahead and get motivated, to try and make a cheshbon of what we can do, maybe besides learning, there may be new opportunities. Person, it's important to keep your eye out for new opportunities that come your way that sometimes people are not expecting, because it's not always hell. It's so good. We almost forget that there's more than one mitzvah in the Torah. We have to have other opportunities too. We have to be chazek learning, obviously, and davening. Obviously, you know, storm around and I say tight, watching over our health. And by doing that, we should be able everything should be fine. We should all remain healthy and well in this situation. Okay, I'm finished, I think. Everyone still there or you all fell asleep?
Still here.
No, we're still asleep.
Okay, anyway. Okay, so Rabbi, the plan, I think, is Rabbi Kier, for those who want, is giving a size, but I don't know his number. I don't know if anyone knows his number.
He sent it on the chat.
He sent it on the chat. Okay. And then I'm giving for my family. This is not really for public, but if you want to listen, I don't mind. I'm just saying over at 9:30, I'm going over my share with what we did in Ian Seder on Chof Chaz Amid Beis. I'm just organizing it in a organized fashion. Trying to stand over. So if anyone is interested, they're also welcome. Which will be at 9:30 in the same station.
Hello?
Okay. When did I go to New York? I don't remember. But it's called Das Kedoshim. Das Kedoshim. And he quotes the last page, because you always read the first page and the last page. That way you think you read the whole sefer. He quotes the smag. I misquoted. I said the smag. I made a mistake. The smag. The smag is Sefer Mitzvah Gadol, an early Rishon. Mitzvah Yud Zayin says, Mitzvah's essay Nahatzik Adin Olav. I'll call Ma'ura. Any Ma'ura, anything that happens. He quotes a pasuk, the adopted of Avecha, he can share Yasser Ish Beno, Ken Hashem, Lekam Yatrach. And if you have to, there's a mitzvah to know that Hashem gives us Musar. Hashem gives us, his iris. That's Musar. He just sends us messages. And that's what we definitely believe. We believe that this, and all the time, Hashem is giving us messages. This is a very clear message. A message that they say Rav Chaim Kanevsky saying, the fact that every yeshiva in the world is closed, it's obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we never came out and had such a gzera min Hashemayim, from the times of the Romans, cannot. That every yeshiva, every cheder has to close. The whole world. It's just I don't know if there was ever such a thing in the time of history of the world. I think that's not my aura. I think that was his aura. It was came out never in the time of the world a gzera that included the entire world, that yeshivas and chazaras and shuls all had to be closed. Now I have yard site today. I have to say Kaddish. There's nowhere, as far as I know, that I can have someone say Kaddish for me. Truth is, there was on the internet something I put in that someone said they'll say Kaddish. I don't know if it's true or not. But, as far as I know, there's no shul in the world. I have a son in Israel. I don't think he can say Kaddish there. You know, there's no place. My brother's in New York. He can't say Kaddish. No. It's just an amazing, not amazing, it's an unusual situation. We have to believe that that's Melech Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's a sign in the Shemayim. Okay. Anybody else?
And the meaning, if this is
Melech Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to hang up can hang up. I'm old. But okay, yes. Yaakov.
Meaning, this is from Hashem, and I guess it's a little bit, hard to know exactly what to work on. The core is like a big deal. It's not just like, you should try to be better. The core, this is like a big deal. Like, yes. this is something.
But we never claimed to understand why Hashem does things. So I don't think we can say, oh, this was because we spoke Lashon Hara, we did this, we don't know. But we know that we're too much. Yeah, even now, don't worry, stock market's gonna come back. You know, I spoke to a person, he lost a few $1 million already, but don't worry, stock market's gonna come back. It'll just be a few months, and then it's going to be back to normal. We're going to have a vaccine, and there's a certain attitude in people that life, there's nothing to be realized, and there's no realization that they're not in control of the world. And I think that's probably the most. We don't know why Hashem's doing it. But the reality is that it's definitely a wake-up call. People plan weddings, a whole big plan for, and all the plans are all finished, forgotten. You know, months of planning, you just have to scrap it because the whole world closed down, basically. You know, and so there's definitely shows that you can't have to be a little bit of an un-of, and you have to realize that we don't control the world. And we need Siyata Deshmai in everything we do. And okay, that's a very important Musar lesson. Okay. All right, Yashar Koyach, everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay,
thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.